This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 400, how you can be like these four phenomenal IELTS students.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, hear four incredible stories from amazing IELTS students and learn how you can also achieve this high-level IELTS success. What's up, Jessica?
What's up with you?
Well,
I could see how non-native speakers would have a difficult time answering that. Because even as a native speaker, sometimes I'm like, should I say something I'm doing or just say fine? That's a confusing thing.
That is confusing. I suppose it depends on the context, but yeah, it is confusing. Sometimes there's no real answer. Sometimes you have to like look at the person in the eye and see what they're looking for, see what they're waiting for, you know?
Exactly. And we're, you know, recording on the internet. I can't see your eyes.
Yeah.
So yeah. How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. But I mean, this is episode 400 and we're talking about winners today. And speaking of winners, before we get into our biggest winners that we want to let you guys know about in today's episode, I just thought of something. Last night, I went to a talk given by a Chinese woman who lives in Boston, and who has climbed the highest peak on all seven continents of the world.
Whoa, amazing.
Yeah. So her big finale was Everest. But in the process, I guess it was like a 5-6-7 year process, she climbed Aconcagua in South America. I'm sure some of our Brazilian listeners know about that. She climbed Mount McKinley, Denali, in Alaska.
Wow.
Very amazing. Amazing to hear her speak and how she really wasn't a climber at all. Not a climber. She wanted to live like a block from the subway, a block from everything. She didn't even want to walk in the Boston winter, but she became a climber. She just decided that was her goal, trained herself, climbed Everest, and she just did it. Now she's doing motivational speaking. Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's these stories that motivate us, that inspire everyone to achieve more, right? That's incredible. I didn't even go to the talk, but just hearing that this talk exists, that this woman exists, makes me want to like go for a long run up a mountain. That's amazing. So yeah, like Lindsay said, this is our 400th episode. This is an achievement for us. This is a mountain that we have climbed 400 steps up this mountain of IELTS energy. So we thought, guys, that we would bring you the four most inspirational student stories today.
You got it. Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're here today. So we're going to let you know who the people are who took advantage of our course, got in there and really put, just like this woman who climbed the seven tallest peaks in the world, they decided what their goal was. They got a plan, a step-by-step study plan from us, and they just followed it. And that's all.
Exactly. Right?
They're not native speakers. They weren't fluent to begin with. I mean, they just did what they needed to do to get through this challenge.
And a couple of them that we'll talk about today, they worked with me personally in our power hours, and a couple of them had VIP sessions with me. And it was, in some cases, it was that last minute personal feedback that really made the difference, that really pushed them up over the precipice, right? Just to give them that last burst of confidence before going into the exam.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we offer our personal coach plan now, guys, because we've realized how important that feedback really is. And so we've added that plan. So when you guys go to our sales page, you're going to go and you're going to see these testimonials. You're going to also notice that you have the option to get the personal coach plan when you join our course.
Cool. Yeah. And then you get to spend time with me and it's super fun. Okay.
So fun.
So what's the first story you want to share today, Lindsay?
Well, the most recent one that stands out in my mind, because he was just on the podcast, actually, is Lucas. So Lucas has already had his own guest episode, but if you haven't listened to it, it's probably around number 390, something like that, 395. A couple weeks ago.
Just go back to our blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search Lucas and the episode will come right up.
Exactly. So let's just go out there, throw out Lucas's scores so that you guys will know why you need to listen. Why you need want to pay attention to Lucas's story. So Lucas got these scores. So in listening, he got an 8. Reading, he got a 9. Writing, he got a 7. Speaking, 7.5. And overall score of 8. Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah. And he, what comes through in his episode is just this overwhelming sense of tranquility, just his ability to stay calm on the exam. He put all of his effort into preparation. And he also signed up for some classes with me, and having that last minute sort of personal feedback on maybe what he should try to do on the speaking exam. He even says in that episode, he talks about how like, he's like, I sound really calm now, but Jessica did tell me that I needed to use more emotion on the speaking exam. So like he says, he's like, I didn't talk like this on the speaking exam. I did like have more, you know, like energy and excitement during the test. But yeah.
That is so cool. Well, I really, what stands out to me about what you just said about Lucas is that he threw himself into it completely, right? There was no just really kind of halfing it or just, oh, I'll try this, but then something else comes up and we forget about our study plan. No, he was 100% dedicated to it.
Yes, he, and actually he got a little bit higher scores than you said. He got 9s in listening and reading, and he got 7.5 in speaking and writing. So,
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why do I have the wrong scores? That's
weird. I'm not sure.
Oh, you know what? No, I was announcing someone else's scores. Oops. My fault. That's the next person's scores.
That's all right.
Okay.
So, yeah, Lucas, he was one of the, before I met him, in like the one-on-one sessions and the power hours, I knew him because he was such an active participant in the Facebook group, commenting, answering other students' questions, asking his own questions about specific vocabulary words, about like how to answer this writing question. So that is like, he is the, well, all of our students today, they're like quintessential achievers. Right?
Yes.
Like they worked so hard and it paid off.
Yeah, exactly. And now they are on their way to their target country and their new lives. I mean, that's it. That's all you have to do, guys. Just use the plan, dedicate yourself to the plan, and then move on with your life.
Exactly.
Move on.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that's one of our most recent stories. So go and listen to that episode. Lucas is going to give you a lot of preparation tips on how, what to do before exam day and on exam day to have the calm, cool confidence that he did. Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. If you want to get on the path to the 7s, the 8s, the 9s on your next IELTS exam, just like the students we are talking about today, get into 3 Keys IELTS, guaranteed to raise your IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Who's our next one, Jessica? Do you have another person we want to talk about?
Yes. So you can also listen to an episode with Anna. Yeah. Anna's from Brazil, but she was living in Canada, is living in Canada. And she I think it was like last summer, actually, that I got to talk to her. Again, just go to our blog, search Anna. And she got an 8.5 in listening, 8.5 in reading, 7.5 in writing, and 9 in speaking. And she was one of the, she was a student who, like a week before her exam, just had some last minute sort of panic. And she emailed us and she's like, can I please schedule a VIP VIP session with Jessica this week. I really need to talk to her before my exam. And in this personalized feedback, she was able to assuage all of her worries. And she got a, she ended up getting a 9 on her speaking, you guys. Like, amazing. And really, like, what it boiled down to was her just reminding her to be herself, because she has this bubbly personality, very confident in normal conversation. And we just needed to find ways to bring that confidence into the interview. And we did. I mean, she got a 9 on speaking. So, awesome. Yeah, but again, like, her other scores are super high as well. She was another one that worked so hard, you know, just did everything asked on the roadmap, really made IELTS part of her daily life, 5 days a week, not every day. And it pays off. So I know we're talking about some of the instances when they met with me and I like personally helped them, but it's these students putting in the work. It's them that are achieving these scores.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the common thread here is people who make it their job. You make it your job for a month or 2 months to pass this test, to get what you need. And the other piece of Anna is just the score increases, right? She got really high scores, but she also increased her scores, right? Significantly from the before she took the IELTS, our course, right? So she moved from an A to an 8.5, right? And same with reading. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with writing from a 6 to a 7.5.
Which is amazing.
And with speaking from an 8 to a 9. So those are huge jumps that she was able to do because she had the right roadmap and she had the right attitude, the right dedication.
Exactly. Let's just share what she said about these huge score increases. She says, thanks to Three Keys IELTS help, I was able to focus and relax during the exam. It made me confident as I knew what to expect from all parts of the test. The examples given were very similar to the actual test. Finally, talking with Jessica on Skype cleared all my doubts. Her advice was the final cherry on top of my IELTS cake. That's like my favorite thing ever. I saw an improvement in all my scores, including a shocking 9 for speaking. So this is a common thread also of a lot of students I've been talking to recently who got, you know, such huge score increases. They were not only able to relax, but they were able to enjoy the test day to some extent. They actually enjoyed the speaking interview, you know, and it's this preparation, right? That you know what to expect. You're ready. It's that preparation that brings you the calm that you need to succeed on that marathon long Saturday exam.
Exactly. No, that is it. I love that. I love that. So good. Love to see those score increases, guys. Love it. Love it.
And then you started reading Diego's scores.
Right. So you guys already know, I apologize to Diego and Lucas for getting the scores confused, but you guys already know Diego's scores. They are what I said for Lucas's scores. But one more time, Diego got an 8 in listening, a 9 in reading, a 7 in writing, and a 7.5 in speaking, and an overall 8. Now, Jessica, did you meet with Diego at all during the course?
I have met with so many students at this point. I may have.
Okay.
I don't remember him specifically though. So if I did meet with Diego, I apologize. But what did he say helped him the most from our course?
So his feedback was short, but he said that basically the techniques really work. He said that he was lost before he found the course. He felt like it was simple, direct, and effective. That was his feedback. I mean, I remember seeing him asking a lot of questions in the Facebook group.
Yes, I did interact with him in the Facebook group. So, like, you know, common thread, right? People that do really well on IELTS, they tend to be readers. They tend to be proactive about their preparation, right? Mm-hmm. Seek out a course which fits them, which they're confident in the system, like ours. And they are very active learners. They're not only receiving information from a textbook, they are asking questions. They're interacting with other students. So, again, like he's just another example of a quintessential IELTS success story. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. So good. And do we have one more person?
Yes. Cheryl. I love Cheryl. I hope she's still listening. Cheryl from the Philippines. She is someone that I met with in Power Hours and saw her improvement like every time. Seriously, like between the first time we did a mock speaking and the second time we did a mock speaking, she followed every piece of advice I gave her. Wow. And literally, in that just week, right? Just with the personalized activities that I gave her, she increased her speaking score by a whole band point, like just by following this. So before our course, she got a 5.5 on speaking. That was her lowest score. That's what she was looking to increase in our course the most. So 5.5. After our course, she got a 7. In speaking. So like as with Ana Luisa, increasing her speaking score by a whole band and a half. That is
unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. So what Cheryl said, she said, I absolutely loved and enjoyed the Power Hour. It helped me in knowing some tips and also feedback from my writing and speaking. I really like Miss Jessica because she was so cool and not a boring teacher. and also very supportive too. I also like the way that other students like me interact with each other and share some feedback in our writing.
Yeah. I wonder, did she have a chance to participate in the writing wizard contest? I wonder if she was also participating in those, if that's what she means with feedback.
You know, I feel like she did actually. I feel like she was a wizard winner at some point.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, I mean, again, like it's this common theme, right? We can learn, what do all these people do? What are common characteristics that you guys can also employ? So what we've seen so far is working very hard, right? Right? Yep. If you need it, get some personal help from me and interact with other students in our closed Facebook group. But of course, like if you're preparing on your own, find a good study group. Find other highly motivated people that will help you along your journey. Because what we've seen in all these stories, it does help.
Yeah. I mean, part of this, a big piece of this, I think the overarching theme was just being honest with ourselves that we need help. Like we need a better plan, right? A lot of these guys, maybe they tried something else in the past and it didn't work and they want to achieve their goal. So they sat down and had an honest conversation with themselves and said, this is worth the time and money investment to get to my goal. And they did it, right? They're not fooling themselves. They're not lying to themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So, these four stories are just four of many. There are so many success stories. These were just the four that first popped to mind, for Lindsay and I, and especially because like the ones that I had interacted with personally. So I have like a personal connection to some of these success stories. But the scores speak for themselves, guys, but it's not just that. You can't just say, okay, so this person paid for this course and then got these scores and then stop there, right? Get into the course, but then it's up to you to get the most out of it. That's why every single activity on our study plan is necessary, right? Overall English, testing skills, it's all there.
Exactly. And that's why we guarantee your score increase if you do 100% of the course, everything that's assigned. And that's a big if, because a lot of the people, a couple times we've a few out of 1,000 plus students, we've had a few people come back to us and haven't had a score increase. We can be honest about that. A few out of 1,000, right? And often the reason is that we go back and we look at their work and they haven't actually done everything on the study plan, guys. So,
And like, and again, like Lindsay said, it's a few out of 1,000 and something they haven't done often are the practice tests that come in the course.
Exactly.
Which always shocked me. I was like, how are you going to like rock up to the exam and expect to like nail it, like kill the exam if you've never practiced the exam? So you have to do all the work, guys. That's, you know, that's logical.
Right. Exactly. And as I said before, we've seen that a lot of a big trend for students who do get their target score is that personal help with Jessica. And that's why we've added the personal coach plan, guys. Mm-hmm. So when you do go over to look at these testimonials, because there are more than what we've just said today,
there's
go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You will see the two options. You have the basic plan and the personal coach plan. We recommend the personal coach plan, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
The results speak for themselves. Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah.
All right. So good. So good.
Well, happy 400th episode to you, Lindsay.
Yeah, happy 400th to you as well. It's amazing. We've made it this far. We are awesome. So dedicated.
It's incredible. It's awesome. And you know what? I'm going to see you tomorrow for episode 401.
There you go. We'll be on the other side of 400.
Crazy.
Love it. Guys, if you love this podcast, guys, go on over to iTunes. Leave us a review. Yeah. We would love to know what you think about this podcast.
Totally. Cool. Yeah, for sure. Especially for like episode 400. This is a really good time, yeah. Right? To yeah. be like, happy anniversary, IELTS Energy. This is why I love
yeah.
you.
That would be huge. We'd appreciate that, guys. Please go on over and do that. Very cool. All right. We'll see you tomorrow for 401, Jessica.
All right. Sounds good. Have a lovely rest of your day, Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.